And joining us now here on the American Ag Network, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association getting set to host their 96th annual convention and trade show this week in Minot. Joining us now, he is the NDSA president, Randy Schmidt. Randy, good to have you join us here on the program today. Hope all is well.
Hello there, Jesse.
Well, I'd love to
Everything's going well.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I would love to just start with kind of an overview of this year's convention. I was taking a look at the lineup. You guys have a lot on the agenda, a lot to talk about throughout the livestock industry and the cattle industry. Give us kind of your key highlights. What are going to be some of the big things this week at convention?
Well, we start out on Wednesday, September 24th. Opening session is at 1 p.m., excuse me. And then the highlight of that day, we have President of the NCBA, Buck Weirbein, comes and gives us his update on the national issues, which is always very interesting. Our trade show is that day as well. The following day is when the butter meets the bread, so to speak. That's the day of all of our policy committee meetings, our ag policy, animal health committee meetings, and Brandon Pfaff, feeding, marketing, research, education, environmental issues. That's the day when all those committees are taking place. That's when our grassroots members can come and put forth any policy that they see there's a need for. We also have a great speaker lined up that day. He goes by the name of Jordan Steele. Topic, ranching for profit. We finish off the day that day with a social and supper. Mm-hmm. And then Friday the 26th, we have awesome speakers lined up also for that day. We have Kevin Good, Cattle Facts guy. He comes and gives us the update on where Cattle Facts thinks the market is headed and how long we might have these prices. So everybody packs the room in to see what their prediction is. Right after Kevin Good, we have Joe Sheely. He's the United States Customs and Border Protection. As you will probably well have heard, we have New World screwworm and all types of different diseases and what have you, trying to bring things across the border. Well, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, that's kind of what they do. So it's going to be very interesting to see his presentation. We have Tucker Brown, the Beef Advocate of the Year. Kyle Diberton, he's an inspirational speaker. He'll be speaking at the NDSA Foundation Luncheon. We finished the day off with a social and supper. And our very last speaker, you might all be well aware of, is Chad Greenway, former Minnesota Vikings football player. And his presentation is titled Hunt Greatness. So, Jesse, I kind of went through the whole lineup of the convention and trade show. And
And Randy, it's a heck of a lineup. A lot of great speakers, knowledgeable individuals. And, you know, I'm sure anytime there's a convention, you have these great sessions with great speakers, but there's always those conversations in the hallways, too, and things like that. And I know that's something that happens at your guys' convention. You mentioned, you know, New World screwworm. We just saw the news that it's 70 miles now from the U.S.-Mexico border. And so that's a hot topic in cattle country, I'm sure. Other policy issues, you mentioned, you know, prices and where they're at and how people are feeling about all of that and, you know, how that could last here. So I have to think that a lot of those conversations in the hallways are also a big part of the convention, Randy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, our industry is somewhat, myself being a rancher, we can sometimes be isolated, doing our own thing all alone out here. But the convention gives you a chance to go meet up with your fellow rancher. And a lot of them visits happen in the hallways of the convention. And hopefully at the end of our third day, people leave there with a little better feeling of, even the new world screwworm. I mean, we could all sit at home and wonder, geez, I hope that don't get here. But once you get a chance to get out and visit with the people in the know of it, maybe we leave there with a little better feeling about it.
And I think, too, it's just good to for folks to have conversations. You mentioned it. You can get wrapped up in what's going on your operation. But a chance to just catch up, share some ideas, things of that nature. You brought up the trade show. I know there's a lot of opportunity to learn there as well. It's just it's a good chance every year for members of the Stockman's Association to get together and break bread, so to speak, Randy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's well, very well put, Jesse.
Well, I know folks can go to ndstockman.org for more information to learn more about this year's convention, the 96th annual. Randy, any other final thoughts you would share about this year's convention or anything else going on with the Stockman's Association you'd want to mention for folks today?
Well, it's a great time to get out. The markets are great. Demand is high for our product, and yeah, I'd sure encourage everyone to get out to Minot and take in the NDSA's convention.
Well, the theme this year, Think Big, Achieve More. It is coming up this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at the Grand Hotel in Minot, the 96th Annual Convention and Trade Show for the North Dakota Stockman's Association. NDSA President Randy Schmidt, thanks so much for joining us here on the American Ag Network, Randy. Have a great week at convention. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.